Yeah, okay. And then afterwards, just make sure you export it. I usually export to an MP3. It seems to work, although I'm pretty sure a WAV file will be fine too. And then
Wave.
just Slack it to him, and he'll take care of the
And he'll
rest.
delete it as soon as he gets it, which will freak Cam out.
Yeah, I think it was 2 nights ago. I like finished the podcast. I uploaded it, and he got it and deleted it. But I guess I looked at it and I was like, fuck, I guess I didn't upload it. So I uploaded it again, and then he just deleted it because he doesn't want it taking up like our
Oh, yeah.
like data space on Slack. So I uploaded it like a third time, and he's like, what's wrong with you? Stop doing this. And I was like, oh man, I didn't even realize. I thought like I thought I was like fucking up. All right, we'll get going. Hello and welcome to the Thursday night edition of the Flex Fox Finals Daily Podcast, which you will hear on Friday. I'm joined as often by my co-host, Stads. How are you doing tonight, Stads?
I'm doing okay. Thursday's when it gets interesting.
And we also have a special guest tonight, finals competitor, Jeffrey Chow. How are you feeling so far today, Chow?
I'm feeling good. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. Jeffrey Chow is, of course, an expert in public health, and he knows that there's nothing better for the health of the economy than selling your sports memorabilia on Watfo. So make sure you sign up for Watfo and you submit your items to be sold so the Watfo admins can approve them. All right, moving on to today's results. You still seem to be about 30 points ahead of Jeremiah. I guess we'll start with your team. Corbin Burns is pitching tonight, and it's going okay, but he's throwing a lot of pitches. What do you think about it so far, Chow?
It's certainly worrying with the number of pitches because he's not going to last too long, but he is a strikeout pitcher, so that is to be expected. I do think the Brewers are going to leave him out for as long as possible just because they're like in the middle of the race, so should be good for a good start. But if he doesn't, then I guess Jeremiah wins this week.
It's that dire.
maybe.
Like if Burns fucks it up and gives up 4 runs next half inning, you think you're done? White flag up, towel waving, all that.
Yeah, I think if Burns is negative, like that's the matchup right there.
I mean, I don't know if he'll be negative. Like he's through 2 innings right now, and he has 4 strikeouts, so he has 5.5. Like it's possible to not get a quality start and strike out a bunch of guys and still score like 12, 15 points. 46 pitches in 2 innings.
Yikes.
Not ideal.
The quality
Yeah.
start seems a little bit out of reach, but if he does get it and put up 20 points, do you think that clinches it for you, Chow? Do you think that gives you an advantage?
It'll definitely be an advantage, but seeing the way my starts line up, it will be an interesting weekend because I don't have many left.
And of note also today, Dom Smith. I mean, there's some games that are just getting started. Texas and Houston's in the third. St. Louis, Milwaukee, as we mentioned, is in the third inning. Mookie Betts hasn't played yet tonight. But Dominic Smith in the middle of the ninth, 3 for 5 tonight, 2 doubles for a solid 4.8 points. But it's been a pretty quiet day for your offense so far with 1.7. Although I feel like Jeremiah is in a similar boat.
Yeah, offense has been kind of scuffling. They're not as hot as they were a few weeks ago, so it's definitely a little bit worrying.
Yeah, Jeremiah has 4.4 points so far, so a little bit less than Dominic Smith.
That's a good sign.
I'm a little surprised you just left Jake Cronenworth on your team because he's not batting today and you have plenty of matchup acquisitions. Is he a key part of your franchise?
He's a keeper. I don't know if he's like a key part, but I don't really plan on like picking up a guy just for one day. So I just kind of keep my acquisitions and if he does well tomorrow, he does well tomorrow. If he doesn't, then it's just one day.
Okay.
I feel like the expected, if you're gonna pick up a guy for one day, I generally prefer to do it with a reliever because, like, I don't have an actual number, but I got to think, like, 75, 80% of relief appearances are at least positive. Whereas with a hitter, especially the kind of hitter you'd find in free agency, I think it's basically a coin flip whether you get a negative or positive number.
Exactly, yeah. That's a big part of my strategy this season. So I'm glad you mentioned that.
Rafael Dolis continues to not pitch on Jeremiah's team. Perhaps Chow's eighth reliever, as he is helping you more than he's helping Jeremiah.
Yeah.
So looking at your team, though, you have two players who are listed as starters in Victor Gonzalez and Garrett Crochet. I think that's how you pronounce it. I'm hoping his name is not Garrett Crotchet. I don't know if you want to tip your hand here, but do you expect you'll maybe try to use those spots to pick up streamers on the day you max out?
I've told Jeremiah that I'm not going to pick any streamers up. And that's what I'm leaning towards right now, based on what my starters are, my belief in my team, as well as which of these guys I'm going to keep. So that's what I've told him, and that's probably where I'm leaning towards. But if I get some starters, I might get some starters. We'll see.
All right. Speaking of pickups, congrats, Ian, in predicting the move Chow was going to make before he made it. I'll let you can analyze it if you want.
Why analyze when they've got Chow right up here?
Fair enough. I mean, Drew Rasmussen throws pretty hard. I don't know that much about Joey Gerber. Is there a particular reason you made that move, Chow?
He just wasn't playing today. And like Ian astutely mentioned yesterday and earlier today, you don't want an empty roster spot. So I had to drop him and then pick up Rasmussen. And also Rasmussen has two games tomorrow. So hopefully he gets to pitch at least one of those as well, if not tonight.
Yeah. Do you know who's starting for the Brewers tomorrow?
I did not research that much, but I'm hoping it's someone bad because I need them to get out early.
He last pitched
one of the games. Sorry, go ahead. One of the games is undecided, so that's a good sign because that might be a bullpen game. And the other one is Josh Lindblom, who I would rate as decent, but not great. Sorry, go ahead, Ian.
I feel like he's probably going to pitch either today or tomorrow. He last came in relief on Monday, and yeah, I think that's a pretty good guarantee that he'll show up in one of the next three games.
Yeah, he may be called in on Saturday to clean up after noted fraud Brandon Woodruff starts that game.
And I didn't know every podcast was a shit on me podcast.
I mean, we can't always bully Jeremiah. speaking of Jeremiah, Jeremiah made some moves today too, picking up Austin Gomer and dropping Miles Mikolas. I believe Gomer is another Sunday starter, or maybe not.
Yeah, he is.
He was, and now ESPN is no longer listing him as a Sunday starter, so I guess we'll see. Jeremiah also picked up Tyler Matzek, who I think, even though he's listed as a starter, is pretty firmly a reliever. But he's been pretty solid this year. Although he does seem to pitch like longer outings, so he may only get one appearance before the end of the week.
That could be enough.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys have anything else to say about tonight. Obviously, there's still... We still have to see how Corbin Burns' start goes and what happens in the later games. But do you guys have anything else to say?
I do have a comment. Sorry, do you want to go first, Ian?
Well, I was just going to callously point out that we cannot evaluate Cam's call as Mookie Betts as a player to watch, as Mookie Betts will not be done his game until 3 or 4 hours from now and will not start until half an hour.
Yeah, that was the idea, right? Because Nick is going to be back tomorrow, so I won't even be on that podcast. So even if Betts is terrible tonight, you won't be able to hold me accountable.
Oh man,
it's all part of the plan.
League management not accountable. More at 11. Continue, Chow.
Exactly.
I was just gonna say, clearly Jeremiah listens to the podcast because he picked up a SPRP to put in his SP slot today as well. Tyler Matzek.
I guess we're learning. That's good. So something I was wondering, Chow, when you're in the finals, having won before, do you feel like there's less pressure to perform? Because I know in my first finals playing against Philip, I was like really, really stressed because I wanted to win a championship. I didn't want to be a team that didn't have a championship. Whereas the second time I got there, I wanted to win, but I was also like, whatever, if I win, I win. If I lose, I lose. I don't have anything to prove.
Yeah, I think everyone likes to win, but definitely this year there's a lot less pressure, which is another reason why I'm probably not going to stream a lot of guys. But Jeremiah's definitely all in. You can kind of see in the moves he's made and loading up on starters. So it's good that he's trying, but it's also a lot less pressure. Like, if I lose, I lose. If I win, I win. Not as big of a deal. Especially because I failed my goals the past 2 years anyways, so it's fine.
I don't want to break up this because I don't even know what making the playoffs feels like, but Corbin Burns has just given up a run. He gave up hits to Wong and Edmund and then Goldschmidt all in a row. How does that feel, Chow?
That's why I don't like to watch my starters pitch. Because it's very nerve-wracking.
No kidding.
If it makes you feel any better, speaking of Jeremiah being all in, if we take a look at what Cody Bellinger has done so far this week, he scored 6.4 points on Tuesday and 4.4 points yesterday. So that would be almost 11 points that could be on Jeremiah's team. Meanwhile, Mike Soroka probably not going to score any points in this matchup. So I don't know if that's any consolation to you, Chow, but there's one player you don't have to worry about, I guess.
Yes, I am very happy that Jeremiah likes to trade a lot. But it also is kind of impressive as well that he's like, he always makes these moves in the middle of the season and like trades away his team, but then he still ends up doing well.
Not every trade has to be a blockbuster as long as the average is positive.
I guess it's just volume shooting.
Yeah.
All right. So moving on to tomorrow, looking at Chow's team, I don't believe you have any starts tomorrow.
Nope.
And looking at your hitters, there isn't really anyone with a compelling career record against the pitcher they're facing. So I suppose our hitter to watch will once again be Mookie Betts, who is a career 4-for-12 against Andrew Haney. Although despite that 333 average, he's really only hit singles against Haney. So his OPS is actually lower than his career OPS against Haney. So it's kind of a tepid player to watch. On the Jeremiah side of things, if my computer will show it to me.
Paddock.
Jeremiah has two players. Oh, yeah, that's true. He does have Chris Paddock starting. But in terms of hitters, he has two players who have somewhat more compelling career numbers for us to look at. Garrett Cooper is 2-for-2 in his career against Jay Happ, while Ronald Acuna Jr. is 2-for-2 against Chris Mazza. I don't even know who this is. Whatever generic Red Sox guy they're sacrificing tomorrow. Yes, and as Ian mentioned, he also has Chris Paddock starting. So I believe that will bring both of you to 5 starts on the week, or can I not do math?
I think Chow's at 6 right now. After
Yeah.
True. Okay. And so that'll be Jeremiah's 4th start.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and so then, I guess. Go ahead.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. So that's he'll have 4 tomorrow, and then he'll have 5-6 on Saturday, and then he has his group of pitchers exactly as planned on Sunday.
He's definitely showing that for all the joking we do, there's some serious managerial underpinning if he's looking like he's going to get 10 starts, even though a bunch of those are probably just openers or two-inning guys. Yeah. Paddock, definitely a guy to watch tomorrow, though. If Paddock froze the goose egg, I think that's really, really good news for you. I think Paddock is Jeremiah's best pitcher remaining this week.
Him or Framber Valdez.
Yeah.
So your last day of starts will then be Saturday, right? Because Bundy's going on Saturday?
Unless I bench him.
Okay, that would be aggressive.
I could bench him, and then I could hope for the Cardinals to play on Monday and then pick up all the pitchers on Monday.
I suppose that's true. Yeah, I don't know. Ian, do you have any other questions for Chow?
I have no other questions. I just have a comment. It looks like Burns has calmed down. He got Carpenter out. And he's doing well in the count against Yadi. So yeah, turning it around, just one run, getting out of the inning.
I guess a question I will ask, I obviously this is like hard to know, I'm just asking you to guess, but what lead would you be comfortable with going into Sunday and facing Jeremiah's army of starters? Like how many points would you need to feel safe?
To feel safe, I'd probably need like a fair amount, like 50 points to feel safe, which I don't think I'm gonna get. But even if I'm up like 10 points, I'd still be reasonably confident because his pickups are kind of what I kind of hoped for, the ones he'd picked up. And then if Valdez gets pushed back because Houston clinches, then his basically all the starts are negative, and I should be good to go.
Yeah, I especially don't know about that Pivetta start. Oh, the Red Sox pitching this year has just been a disaster. And they seem to be very committed to not trying to win baseball games.
As long as they put in Darwinson Hernandez after Pivetta, I'll be happy.
Yeah, although he's also a little... He's good, but he's the spiritual successor, I think, to Carlos Marmol, where he comes into the game... Nobody can hit any of his pitches. He walks two guys and then strikes out the next three.
Yes.
All right. So I think that wraps it up for today. Good luck in the rest of your matchup, Chow. Hopefully we have an exciting weekend finish, and hopefully you're able to pull off the victory and bring a fifth championship to the Woburn CI alumni. So thank you for being from Woburn and being competent, unlike Woburn alumni with no championships, like the other Jeffrey, like Jathish, like Payne, like Redacted. But yeah, so everyone listening to this, have a good Friday, and you can look forward to Nick doing this in the next podcast.
That's great to hear. Do I have to stop it first?
Oh.
I don't know how this works.